Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Danny Amendola on Friday said he's ready to go for Sunday. Does that officially mean he'll be active? Well, you can listen in for yourself. We heard from Amendola, Devin McCourty, and Aaron Dobson inside the locker room on Friday, and here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
It's been really good. Guys flying around, really excited, you know, playing a good team, and, you know, we're ready to go.
Have you been able to do much flying around?
Yeah, I have, you know, had a good week, and, you know, ready to go.
Are you cleared?
Feeling good and ready to go.
What tells you when you're ready, when you feel ready? What's the biggest indication of you get about it?
Ready or not, I guess. The game's coming, and, you know, I feel as good as I can, and, you know, not really worried about the past, just, you know, worried about the future and excited and, you know, looking forward to Sunday.
I mean, that's definitely one of the pinpoints the coach has been talking to us about, so we're definitely cognizant about that, and we're going to try to come out this third quarter when we play on Sunday just to try to improve on that.
Is there a way to really practice that during the week?
I don't think it's a way to practice. I think it's just kind of like an attitude thing. You know, we've got to be cognizant of it and know how it's been the whole season, you know, and just try to go out there and change it.
He's done a great job of just stepping in and being ready to go, being prepared, a younger guy, rookie, that when he's called on, he's been able to come in there and play. So I think everyone in the secondary has confidence when he comes in the game. We know he knows what's going on and he'll be ready to go.
I felt fine after the game. I had no symptoms or no, you know, I felt normal. So it's just one of those things, you know, with, you know, you might feel normal, but, you know, something might, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I just listen to them and I go from there.
Have you seen the video of you sort of Kelly Leg getting up?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I'm, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. I mean, it's not gonna, you know, I'll be fine. It's not gonna, like, scare me to, you know, play the way I play or do, you know, I still got a job to do and I'm gonna do it.
They play a lot of man, so, I mean, it's gonna be, put a lot of stuff on us just to get open as receivers, you know, on the outside, so we just got to do our job very well this week.
The AFC East is a pretty tight division right now. Is there any added pressure this week going up against other AFC East?
No, I don't think any added pressure. You know, I just feel like we just got to go out there and do what we do, you know. We win the game, it's great for us, you know. It's a big division game, so we just got to go out there with an attitude to win.
I think that's any team. You add another great player, it's going to help everyone around him. It's going to help the team. And, you know, their offense has gotten better because of his presence. And, you know, Tannehill's development in his second year, he's a better quarterback. So you can tell just from playing him last year and watching that game and then this year watching them, you know, they're a better football team offensively.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.